This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ. This week marks the third anniversary of Illinois' first case of COVID-19. In some ways, the pandemic has left the national spotlight. But still, every week, Chicago's Public Health Commissioner Allison Arwady gets in front of a camera and answers questions in her Facebook Live segment, Ask Arwady. WBEZ reporter Courtney Kippers recently profiled the city's top doctor and joins me now to peel back the curtain. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Claire.
So, you went behind the scenes at one of Dr. Arwady's weekly live streams. What did you learn?
Yeah, that's right. It was really interesting. Like a lot of folks, I have watched a lot of Dr. Arwady's broadcasts in the last couple of years, so it was fun to have a peek behind the scenes. It's really a small operation. They film the show in a small room on the third floor of City Hall. There's one videographer on the tech side, and then Arwady's aide sits close by and feeds Arwady's questions in a Google Doc that they both have open. And Arwady told me when we were talking that her goal for the unscripted show is to have it be rather conversational and just to be transparent with folks. And I definitely saw that sort of casual nature of the show when I was there. She kind of shows up right beforehand and sits down and is ready to go.
A lot of public health leaders have stepped away over the course of the pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Ngozi Ezike here in Illinois. Why do you think has Dr. Arwady stuck around? And do we know how long that might last?
Yeah, I asked her this directly, and she says she has no plans of leaving in the next few years. You know, she was confirmed commissioner just 9 days before the city's first case was confirmed. So COVID really has hung over her tenure so far. And she told me she would like to do this job without COVID hanging quite so heavily over it. Before she was in this job, she did a fair amount of international work, and she did say someday that may lure her back. But for now, she has no plans of leaving her job.
I imagine that by putting herself out there on social media, Dr. Arwady is attracting a fair amount of criticism and, unfortunately, misinformation. Here's a clip from an Ask Arwady segment earlier this month.
C. Davis on Twitter says, do you think you should go to jail for knowingly and illegally quarantining healthy students in Chicago, knowing you are denying them their due process rights? So no, C. Davis, I do not think I should go to jail, and I do not knowingly or illegally quarantine Chicago students, and neither does anybody else.
How does she approach comments like that?
You know, I asked Arwady about taking on the trolls and why she takes questions like this at all. And she told me that she likes to keep in mind that anybody who is watching and writing in at this point is still really engaged. And she says that alone makes her interested. And she sees it as an interesting challenge, she said, to take the question seriously and to offer her point of view and some data-driven explanations.
So COVID isn't the only public health issue facing Chicago. What else is Dr. Arwady working on that we might not be hearing as much about?
Yeah, I would say really in this moment, she is sort of thinking about her own agenda beyond COVID. And recently, she's been taking a lot of opportunities, including on the Facebook show, to talk about things like mental health, substance abuse, and violence, sort of ongoing problems in the city that she says have been indirectly impacted by the pandemic in dramatic ways.
I've been speaking with WBEZ reporter Courtney Kippers about Chicago Public Health Commissioner Allison Arwady. You can learn more at WBEZ.org. Thanks, Courtney.
Thanks, Claire.
This is WBEZ.